From JMI Wealth this Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
So Fletcher's a two-parter, really. Yesterday was the here's what we're going to do today, the announcement of the board members, yeah?
Yeah, that's dead right. So, yeah, Mike, Fletcher Building, yes, it's one of our most well-known New Zealand businesses, and it has been dogged recently by these problems in its construction division. But Mike, it's also failed to deliver on its previous sort of overarching strategy as well. So it's not just about those construction losses. I mean, they've had poor acquisitions externally as well. And that share price really has reflected this poor performance of the business. I mean, the share price is at the same level as it was in 2005. So that gives you an idea of, you know, quite what they've done over the last 13 years. So yesterday they announced their new strategic plan. It was a 116-page presentation, so we're going to have to summarise and pick out the main points. Now, let's just look at their vision, Mike. The vision is to be the undisputed leader in New Zealand and Australia building solutions with products and distribution at our core. And that tells you a bit. No more global ambitions. They're going to play in the local sandpit, and I think that's good. Four key focuses: their core business, strengthen Australia, exit non-core businesses, and stabilise construction. So far, so good. They've got a new management structure. Restructure is going to cost them $30 million a year, but it'll cost them $85 to $90 million to get to where they want to be. That's okay. I think investors will welcome that. Ross Taylor, the new CEO, he indicated it's a three-year plan. Again, this is very sensible. They're not promising anything overnight. Next year, they'll get the existing businesses stable and going in the right direction. Read that. Hopefully no more write-downs. They'll divest Formica and the Roof Tile Group. 2020, deliver solid performance. 2021, actually start growing earnings and strong revenue. So that's all sensible. Reaffirmed guidance for the current year, that's good. So no more problems lurking in the background. They specified where the 16 key construction projects are at. And then today, or also actually yesterday, Mike, they talked about building this giant sort of panelized prefabricated factory. They've got a new plan to build houses faster, so they reckon they can get the build time of a duplex from 22 weeks down to 9. So that's all good. Actually, it was a good announcement. I mean, positive reaction from investors, Mike. Yep. Share price up 28 cents. That's the highest we've seen it since February, 4.24% rise. So, that, you know, well done.
We wish them well. Now, the GDP number at 0.5, I don't think that's anything to celebrate in reality, is it?
No, Mike. I had to go to the US Embassy yesterday morning, help my son get his student visa, and I thought I was going to miss it. I thought I wasn't going to get back in time. My day would have been ruined.
I thought he'd been detained at the border.
No. Okay. 0.5. So expectations, maybe a touch above because a few people were picking 0.4. But so how do we get to 0.5? What does it mean? Okay, services, they're going reasonably well. Big part of the New Zealand economy, 0.6. There were some one-off issues, which they give some support to those commentators hoping for a bounce back in the second quarter. So stink bugs, Mike, stink bugs. They disrupted the vehicle imports. That should recover in the following quarter. Construction was weak. Non-residential building construction down 1.3, resident construction down 0.5. In the services sector, 11 services industry recorded increases. 2.3% rise, Mike, in information media and telecommunications. I wondered briefly whether or not that was Fortnite finding its way through the through that. That's the largest quarterly rise since 2015. But, Mike, but. You know, that's 3.3% annual growth in services. At the end of 2016, it was at 3.9, so that is slowing. Now, it all depends on your outlook here, Mike. If you think the one-offs and the temporary stuff is significant, growth bounces back, so we're at 2.7. But if not, Mike, and this is absolutely key, if business and consumer confidence translate into lower growth, what does that mean? Lower growth, less tax,
correct,
less fiscal flexibility for the government. Potentially we see lower interest rates, possibly lower New Zealand dollar as well. Yeah. If you get wage increases as well, Mike, you actually get a fairly nasty combination. Lower growth, rising inflation. Now, one last thing on this. The incoming government talked a lot about productivity. They said that would express itself through GDP per capita. Grant Robertson said that would be a measure of success. So they've got their work cut out, Mike. GDP per capita, zero.
Exactly.
Annual
right.
GDP per capita, 0.6. That is going nowhere.
They got major problems. I'll talk to Grant Robertson about it later. Give us the numbers quickly.
2451 now on the Dow, down 138. S&P 500, 2755. NASDAQ, 7731. FTSE 100, 7556, down 71. Nikkei, 22693. Shanghai Composite, 2875. ASX 200, 6232. We close at 8998 on the NZX 50 on the currencies. 0.6881 against the US, 0.932 on Aussie, 0.5922 euro, 0.5193 pounds, 75.62 yen gold, $1,269 oil, 74 bucks.
Well done, mate. You have a good weekend. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMA Wealth, he and the team at jmawealth.co.nz.